Edinburgh doesn't want to just be famous for Nicholas with blue comedians. I really believe God wants something to happen. But the truth is, we have two major, well, some of our major senses, and probably the major sense is sight. And so for many of us, it's what we see is what we believe is happening. But the truth is, God is not a God of just of sight. Because we've got to be honest, the Church of Jesus Christ, if you go in our nation, in Scotland, if you go with your eyes, there's some hot spots, but there's lots of freezing spots. There's lots of things that are negative, lots of things that aren't good. And if you only go with what you see, you struggle to say that 2017, we've heard it two or three times already, a year of breakthrough. And you're, for some of us who are not great feelers and seers, your first thought is, well, it won't be me. Because all I can see is trouble. All I can see is pain. All I can feel is disappointment. But I just wonder, and I want to talk about people to pay £30 a month of their hard-earned cash to buy some chairs and refurbish the building. And this time next year, get rid of the blessed pews and have blessed chairs. Would that be success? It'd be comfortable. I mean, I won't tell you about my posterior. I thank God for the chairs. I've reached the age when I need soft seats along the way there. But I wonder what that would be like. And I want to look at the Bible. And I'm going to suggest three things. Three principles that I honestly believe that if we look at them in this year, 2017, they're principles that can bring success and victory and turn things around in your life and in the life of the church. And so if you have your Bibles with you, we're going to look at 2 Samuel chapter 5. I'm going to read a couple of verses. 2 Samuel chapter 5. And I may even make a comment. I'm actually going to break in at verse 20 for the sake of time and just read to verse 25. It says, so David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. That's the Philistines. And he said, as waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. So that place was called Baal Perazim, and the Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Victory and success for David. Amen. But look at the next verse. Once more, the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. First subtext. Whenever you've had a success and a victory, the enemy will always come again. It's a battle that goes on for the whole of our life. I've been a Christian for 48 years this year. I was saved when I was 2. It's a long time ago. But I have learned a lesson in my early days. When I think I've made it, when I think I'm at the point when I'm untemptable, when my act together and I'm going to be the super Christian in Edinburgh, listen to me, we have an enemy, the Philistines will come again. So we need to realize that's a constant battle that goes on forever, that until we die, that the enemy will try to take back the ground that we're taking from the enemy. Oh. It's such an important thing to just bear in mind as we look at this later on. Once more, the Philistines came out. And it says there, verse 23, so David inquired of the Lord. Listen, if you want success, you've already had two or three words this morning. If those two or three words come true, already for many of you, it's going to be a successful year. What have those people done who brought those words when you were praying for Laurie? What have they done? They've inquired of the Lord. Listen to me. Don't just look at the God Channel. Don't just read the latest for Pensacola. I thank God for Hillsongs. I thank God for all the moves of God. But there's a move of God in Edinburgh that God wants to do. And if we need to find out what that is, we've got to inquire of the Lord, not inquire of books, as good as books are, or sermons, or CDs, or whatever, but to inquire of the Lord. And he answered them. And this is where I'm going to go in just a few moments when I'm going to get to the sermon. This is not the sermon, this is the reading. Do not go straight up, but circle behind them and attack them in front of the poplar trees. Then listen, verse 24. As soon as you hear the sound. What of? As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of poplar trees. Poplar trees. What a strange verse. Sound of marching in the top of the poplar trees. Come back to that later. What does that mean? Then it says, move quickly. So David did as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. Victory. I'm going to pray in just a moment. Just to mention, out in the foyer that way, we've brought several of our books that are here, but just to mention one here that really is in line with where I'm going today. It's Family at War. This is the book's been out about 2 months. You know, family, we're at war. And I don't know about you, whether any of you've got the hobby of looking into your lineage and your heritage and what happened in life. For most of us, we get interested in it when it's too late, when our parents are dead and our grandparents are dead. And certainly for us, Margaret began to study herself. Margaret, by the way, she sends her apologies this morning. She's going to a church plant in East Kilbride that's coming out of the Glasgow church. They're meeting this morning in a hotel. They met before Christmas, had 80 people at the first meeting. So they're really believing God for something really good to be happening over there. So she's there. But my wife is a quarter Italian, you know, and she began for 2 years, she's researched her family. And she's put together a book that tells the story of the Valerios around about 100 years ago, where this nation was at war. All of us are a result of our lineage and our parentage that goes back for generations. And if you've been blessed by having Christian heritage, praise God. But all of us, some of us walk with a limp because of the difficulties of his faith. My dad had mental health issues. And for years I walked with a limp because of the issues that my dad put on my life. But 100 years ago, this nation was at war. Probably this start of this year, Gordon would not have been praying for the things we'd prayed for. We'd been praying for survival of our boys who've gone off to war to fight the enemy. There'd have been widows here who in the Battle of the Somme would probably have lost scores of people who had died. And so it probably wouldn't have been a happy start to the year. People would have one prayer. And as I said, Margaret's heritage is Italian. And 100 years ago, Italians were not popular. 100 years ago, they came over and they took all of our jobs. Just the same thing that we hear about today with the Polish people, or the Syrian people. And in the 70s, we heard with the Asian people. And everybody was complaining. They didn't like the Italians being over here. But three of them went off to war for fight for our nation. And only one came back. Two of them died bloody deaths. And really, it's a story. It's the best book Margaret's ever written. It's the story of them, but it's aligned to the spiritual battle that we're in. And it's aligned, every chapter's to do with spiritual warfare. But I haven't got time to talk about the other books. They're £7, they're outside. Please have a look at them, and if you want one, take one and leave the money. Lord, I just pray. Lord, I believe I could hear a sound here in Edinburgh this morning. Lord, I don't think it's just me because I know what I'm proving. I've really felt your presence here sometimes, Lord. If I'm honest, I haven't. But I don't live my life by my feelings. I try to live it by faith. And I believe you're everywhere all the time. But Lord, I just pray that as we start this year, Lord, and Lord, there isn't one person who wouldn't say, well, I'd like this to be a year of success. But Lord, what that would look like, be it financial, emotional, gifting, Lord, it's all, the key is, Lord, to inquire of you what you want, because what is success, surely, is doing what God asks us to do. Father, surely success is to know, find out from you what we should be doing and doing it. And I pray, Lord, that that would come to light in the course of this sermon. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Success. Question mark. Three things very quickly. Part of the strategy. This is one thing I'll say straight off the bat. A strategy, it will be a surprise. In this verse, when they inquired of the Lord, God gave them a different strategy to the one that brought the last victory. They didn't say, just do what you did before and the same thing will happen again. And I think sometimes, particularly people with grey hair or no hair, when we've been around the block a few times, we can get to a point of where our experience says, God, if he's going to move, will move this way. Because that's the way, historically, he's moved. And that's the way I'm being comfortable. I remember back in 94, when, for those of you who weren't around, it's certainly in Glasgow, we were so impacted by the move of the Spirit, it totally surprised me. We'd been praying for 4 years for a move of God. And in my mind, I thought the move of God would start when I was preaching, and it would be me giving this perspiring heavily, and I would sort of turn to the keyboard player, and he'd play just as I am, and the whole church would repent and come weeping and sobbing to the front, and bank managers would come in with the keys to the bank and say, the money's yours, and there would be, don't bother about doing that, here's a millionaire will just walk in with £1 million, because this is just amazing. And when it happened, when the move of God, it wasn't a bit, I'm an ex-brethren boy, and I like my ducks in a row. I don't want whole sections of the church to fall out under the power of the Holy Spirit without me praying. Because surely it would be when the man of God prays. We would be having these meetings and God would start to move, and half of you would not hear the sermon because she was on the floor. And I'm thinking, that's so rude of you. And I won't be surprising. And then when I talked to people, because as the pastor I could speak, God had done the most amazing things in their life. Sexual abuse, drug addictions, things that had scarred people's lives for decades was completely broken and healed. And it wasn't when I was preaching my three-point sermon. It wasn't after I prayed my poignant, powerful, precious prayer. It was surprising. And if this year you want success, and we all say yes, in God, we inquire of the Lord, recognize we're in a battle, but I suspect what he shows you. I mean, I wonder when Laurie was 15, and there she was. Where did she come from? Whereabouts? Stockport. Can anything good come from Stockport? It's like a cemetery with... I'm not sure when God last went to Stockport. And here she is, coming here, now going off to the world, and she's taking her light to shine in the world of darkness. It's amazing. Surprising. Those of you know my story, speech impediment. I left school with a... When I was 10, 11, 12, I had to go to speech lessons because I couldn't put words together. Frightened of my own shadow. God surprises you. So the first thing is, and particularly to the older ones here, if I could be gracious enough to say, those of you who are over 22, God will surprise you. I'm sorry, you may have read Calvin's book of doctrinal statements of Calvinism. You may be an Armenian. You may know almost the exact date of the Lord's return because you've studied all the end times. I'm telling you, it will come as a surprise. He will surprise you. So if you're seeking God, so get ready for a surprise in Edinburgh. And just one more point on this, or a rhetorical question, then I'm going to the next point very quickly. Maybe you can quickly think as I'm talking. When was the last time God did something that really surprised you? Think about it. We'll come back to it at the end. There's one or two girls thinking there, oh, he surprised me with him. One or two men thinking, I'm so glad God surprised me with her. Never dreamt I'd ever get such a beauty to love me. There's still hope he'll grow, Heather. Don't worry. Some people do grow in their 40s. I do detect a slight beginning. I've put half a stone on over Christmas, so I'm trying to lose weight. So there we go. Second thing, very quickly. I mean, well, first one is a strategy of surprise. I come to the main thrust of the sermon, really. It's a strategy of sound. Now, what does that mean? Let me try to unpack what happened here. They were told, I think, three things are involved in recognizing sound. The first thing they were told to do was to wait. I don't know about you. I hate waiting. If you come shopping with me to Morrison's or Waitrose or wherever you shop, you will notice something unusual about me. When my basket is full, I begin to hover along the front of the supermarket and I begin to look at where is the best place to go so I can get through the queue quickly, because I hate waiting. And I immediately dismiss all of the women over 50 who are on the checkouts, not because they're slow, but because they're so nice, they talk to people. Have a nice day. And doesn't your baby look nice? I'm thinking, don't talk about the baby. Do that ping-ping thing. Let's get through. So ignore the 50-year-olds. I then quickly look. They have these school kids on. Don't go there. Because they're too busy preening themselves to do the stuff. So there's about a 10-year age gap. And so I look for those people about 30 to 40. Who are way down. The ones normally got young kids, they're really stressed and they're quickly going through so they can get off. So I get to the queue, and so I get into that queue because I hate waiting. And then I get there to the front and there's just one person in front of me. And then, surprise, surprise, it amazes me. I don't know how, and forgive me, it probably didn't happen in Edinburgh, but in East Kilbride it happens all the time. There's a surprising thing happens when you've put all of your items through. You have to pay. But nearly every woman in the queue, it's like they fill their bags and then they forgot to bring their purse out. And so here's me. I've got my pin, go. But then there's a lady go, and she's looking for the purse and she can't find it and she's digging through the things. And so it's a massive surprise. You've got to pay. And then if it's a really bad day, they get their purse. And then you think you're just about to get through, and then they bring out those vouchers. Those demonic thing called vouchers. 2p. But they've got 100 vouchers for 2p that they've got to scan through. But Edinburgh, if you want success this year, you have to learn the skill of waiting on the Lord. The Bible says those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. The Bible says, almost an oxymoron, you have to work unto rest. It's hard work to rest in God. It's hard work to be still. It's hard work to calm everything down. And we give God that 2 minutes at the start of the day, or the 2 minutes at the end of the day. And we sometimes wonder why we're not hearing the sound. You sang a song earlier. You sing some so challenging songs in the modern thing. Let me hear what your heart says, Lord. Well, if we don't learn to wait. So the strategy of sound is waiting. Secondly, it's listening. Faith comes from hearing. Revelation 2, if anyone hears my voice. You can't open a door unless you can hear him. But there's so many voices. Phones always going. People wanted to give you PPI, give you a pension, wanted to get you over an accident that you never had. Life is so busy. There's so many noises. To hear the voice of God, a lot of people want to talk. But to listen for the sound. You've got to wait. You've got to listen. And then the final thing in there is obeying. What did they do there? They listened. Then it said, they move quickly. They move quickly. In a battle, still your heart. Hear what God says. Move quickly. As you get older, you realize you don't have as much time as left as you once had. And certainly I feel in my 40s now that I need to focus on what I'm doing because I don't have that long and I want to do it. And you've got to move quickly. When God has spoken, don't have a committee to decide whether it's God. Move quickly. Leaders of the church here, when you know God has spoken to you, move quickly. Let the rest catch up, but move. Go the direction of the Spirit. Pray, wait, listen. But when he's spoken, do it. This isn't rocket science. Pastor, I wonder whether you could just have, I'm praying about something. The other day, there was a hand appeared onto the wall and wrote in blood, it's time to start tithing. Do you think that could be God? Or do you think it did? Do you think, let me go and ask another leader. Do you think that could be God? Yes. When you know it's God, you know when it's God. If you're not sure, wait a bit longer. But you know when God speaks to you. I know when we came to Scotland a million years ago now. We're almost at the point now where half of our life has been in Scotland. But when we came to Scotland, I was the youth pastor of a... We've got more young people than in the church. We've got 120 young people in our youth group. And can I have a drink of that water? That looks so nice. But judging by the bubbles, this was placed here last year, not this year. Because some of the water was really minging. But that's only a couple of weeks old. In fact, I think there's one of those bottles you got for Christmas, Jordan. Hey, I can do it. Something Gordon's gin and... Back to the scripture. I'm thinking about Gordon's gin then. Move quickly. When we came to Scotland, one of the elders came to me when we were thinking of moving to Scotland and looked me in the eyes and said, Kevin, it isn't God's will you move. You need to stay here. There's only 45 people in that church. And don't you realize the Scottish people don't like the English? Everybody knows that Scotland is the pastor's graveyard for English people. They just do things different up there. And they won't like you because they're all posh. I went home that night. And we were really swithering whether to move. And for us, it was as big as moving as far across to South Africa to move home and family. And that night, we were reading Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. And the strap line on the top was a scripture from Deuteronomy that said, you have been here long enough, go to the hill country. Think that could have been God? Think I should have had a committee meeting? Go for a year's prayer and fast? Would be a sign if I win the lottery? When I read the passage, it said there, actually in the reading, it's God's truth. It said, even if the godliest man you know comes to you and tells you, this is not my will, do what I tell you to do. Idiot proof. Next day, phone up, we're moving. God's spoken, move. Move into what he has for you. If you have problems, seek God, hear from God, get a strategy from God, move. Final thing is this. So it's a strategy of surprise. It's just going to be a strategy of sound. And the third thing is this. It will be a strategy of the supernatural. Remember when I said about the sound of the wind marching in the tops of the trees? Makes no sense unless it's God. If you're marching, you're marching at the bottom, not at the top. I think God was trying to tell these people that when this happens, you've got to realize it's me, that God is telling you what to do, and it's a supernatural thing that you cannot put through a logical mindset. And I thank God gave us brains, absolutely true, and we must use them. But God is still a God of the supernatural. The person you were praying for down south who the doctors said possibly weren't going to make it, they're improving. Course for you supernaturally. We've got to go for the handle, having heard from God. And let's see what doors he opens for us and go for it. And I pray, and you know, I go to lots of churches. And I never want to become a grumpy old man and start to say people are not doing it the way I used to do it. And you know, that's not helpful to them. It's not helpful to my spirit. But it worries me when I go to so many attractional models now where they've almost made it so attractional, they've allowed the Holy Spirit to almost be a passenger somewhere left wing. And as much as I like the songs and I like programs and I like it, everything to be working well, I like the mics to work, I'm so pleased the worship leader picked up your songs here. It was great, but you, for someone so handsome, you went very messy with your songs. I'm thinking, well, she looks so smart, but all them papers on the floor, I'm thinking, but you picked them up, thank God. But I still believe that I'm going to see more supernatural things in the rest of my life than I have before. What about you? Or has cynicism got hold of your heart? Is it a little bit, well, that's okay for Malcolm, that's okay for Eileen, that's okay for other people who gave words, but they, you know, he doesn't work that way for me. I'm just going to plod on, and if I get a word from God once every 10 years, well, I'll survive. How do you want to live? Do you want to live this year with success opening up? Whatever that's like. That's why I'm not putting what it's going to be. It's for you to seek God. It's for you to hear from God and then to do what he tells you and do it quickly. To me, that will be a successful year to Edinburgh Elim. If you hear from God, really hear from God, wait on him, hear the sound and then move. Could I invite one or two of the musicians just to come back and just to get onto the keyboards for me or something? Great. Fantastic. I was only pulling your leg. Oh, but I keep falling over that mic stand. Let's just close our eyes just a moment. I'm so grateful that Gordon asked me to speak. I said to Gordon before the meeting, I don't think I ever allowed anyone to speak at my church first Sunday of the year. It was always me, the pastor. I took it very seriously, the responsibility at the start of the year to set the scene. And so I really thank him for his courage in letting a visiting preacher speak the first sermon of the year. And I know in Scotland it's so different from England. There's so much of this start of the year wanting to hear from God. And I'm just trying to say to us all, guys, are we so busy prepared to let other people tell you what the sound is? That's what we pay you for, Pastor. You tell us the sound. That's why we have our elders. Elders tell us the sound. Well, I think that thinking is not right, folks. I believe God wants to let you know the sound. He wants you to hear the sound of the wind in the poplar trees. It may be surprising. Are you open for a surprise? If you are, just in your own spirit, say, Lord, if you want to surprise me, I'm up for a surprise this year. Just speak to the Lord yourself, just for a moment, for you, start of the year. Lord, if you want to surprise me, Lord, then help me to recognize when it's you. I wonder about the sound, about waiting, listening. Waiting, listening, waiting. Because if we wait on the Lord, if we listen, then when we know he's spoken, then's the chance to move quickly. And I just wonder in your heart today, if there is a response that you're saying, Pastor Kevin, if God says it, I'm going to undertake in my heart that once I recognize it's God, I make a commitment that I'm going to move quickly and I'm going to act upon what God says. If that's you, just take a moment to make a decision. Hopefully it's almost everybody. But I'm not going to go for an appeal, but in your own heart. Move quickly. I believe that's the word from the Lord, having listened and waited. Then move. And the final life, you may have had some disappointments where people you prayed for died. Some answers you wanted didn't come the way you thought they would. And there's been a couple of Job's comforters around you. And the truth is, at the start of this year, you have a very little threshold of expectation of the supernatural. You say, that's okay for them. I'm going to just keep chugging away, coming to church, tithing, but I really don't believe that God's got supernatural encounters for me. I would like to lovingly challenge that thinking. Can I tell you, I've been there? I have been there. I haven't got time to tell you about past experiences, but I've been there where I thought, I don't want to hear another word from God because I was carrying such disappointment and such disillusionment many years ago. Of the year, in your spirit, you're saying, I'm up for the supernatural. Lord, again, just speak to the Lord yourself. Say, God, I don't want to seek the sensational, but I want to embrace the supernatural hand of God in my life. That you will supernaturally provide for me and my family and the needs and for the church and for the future. And that for those of you maybe like me, as the years have ticked by, that part of your life has diminished. And maybe God wants to stir it up this year. May it be so. May it be so. You speak to him. I'm going to just pray, hand back to Gordon to close the meeting in a second. But I really think it's